I'm Carol Hills. This is The World. Our next story could change the way you look at that shrimp cocktail this holiday season. Turns out a lot of the peeled shrimp we eat here in America comes from Thailand, and much of it is the product of slave labor, according to a report by the Associated Press. It's part of an ongoing investigation into the seafood industry by the AP. Martha Mendoza is part of the investigative team. Martha, when you say slave labor, what do you mean specifically?
Well, earlier this year, we reported men put into cages when their boats came to shore. This most recent report today looks at people who are locked inside of shrimp peeling sheds in Thailand and forced to peel shrimp that enter the supply chains of popular U.S. stores.
Are they unpaid?
The way this typically works is they are paid little to no wages and they owe a tremendous amount of money because they have been tricked or lured by a broker into heading out of their country for a job that they're promised will allow them to send money home to their family. Instead, when they get there, they find out that they owe somebody as much money as they've been sold for, and they have to work to pay that off, as well as pay for their lodging and food, and they're not allowed to leave until they pay that off, and the debt can be insurmountable.
So it's literally a captive labor force.
Very much so, but it's uniquely persistent with seafood, in part because a lot of the slavery can take place at sea where there's little oversight, and in part because it's quite a complex supply chain. In our case, with the shrimp, we found that major Thai seafood producers, when they would come up short of their shrimp, would outsource some of the work to these smaller peeling sheds that might not have oversight.
What are these peeling sheds like that you talk about?
They are filthy. There are toilets overflowing. They are unhygienic. There's children. One girl was so tiny she had to stand on a stool to reach the peeling table. People had been in there for months, and always somebody's watching them.
This is not an entirely new story. Haven't there been repeated promises by businesses and government to clean up the industry?
Yes, for years now, media and NGO reports have been saying that Thai's seafood sector is using a lot of forced and modern-day slavery. What we've sought to do this year was identify exactly where those products end up, what supply chains they go to. And to do that, we actually had to stake out and follow products. From the processing sheds, we would drive behind a truck with our own video and photo and take pictures of where it goes.
And where did the shrimp end up?
Most major U.S. food stores and retailers, such as Walmart, Kroger, Whole Foods, Dollar General, pet stores like Petco, restaurants like Red Lobster and Olive Garden. It also entered supply chains of some of America's best-known seafood brands and pet foods, including Chicken of the Sea and Fancy Feast, grocery stores like Safeway and Schnucks, Piggly Wiggly, Albertsons. AP reporters in 50 states found shrimp products from supply chains tainted with this forced labor.
What have the companies said in response?
Everyone who responded says they deplore labor abuses. And some say they've been assured by Thailand that the shrimp that ended up in their stores and restaurants didn't come from these abusive supply chains.
Would customer boycotts be effective here in pressuring stores not to buy the shrimp?
There are members of Congress, even an ambassador for anti-trafficking at the State Department, who say consumers should not buy seafood if they know that it's associated with these supply chains of forced labor and slavery. The companies and the seafood industry say that's counterproductive and that it can take the U.S. dollars out of the industry and therefore take the U.S. pressure out of the industry.
And of course, as a consumer, how do you know that the shrimp you're looking at in a supermarket was shrimp prepared by slaves?
You can't know. There's no way to track a particular shrimp from an abusive peeling shed to a supermarket store. However, if you want to assure yourself that you are having shrimp that has a clean supply chain, you can buy local.
Has what you found out changed your own behavior regarding eating shrimp?
I've never eaten fish or shrimp in my life, actually. I've been brought up as a vegetarian, and so it's all the same to me.
Associated Press reporter Martha Mendoza, thank you so much.
Thanks.